Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. We're conditioned to be a human sacrifice. We're sacrificed to maintain karma. Example, in having to be perfect in everything I do, I'm not allowed to be in relationship with the perfection that is divinity. Assignment, what of you is sacrificed when karma is chosen? RL, what you see. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Okay, well, here we go.
Where'd they go?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Who's this?
This is Danielle. This is Danielle.
Hey, Danielle.
Hi, I'm so happy to get on the show today. Very happy.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been such a long time, so I'm, very excited. I've been practicing throughout. The voices talked me out of calling in, I guess, because I've personally been having, sorry, I might get emotional. I didn't expect that. It was a rough few months.
Danielle, you know, one of the things that you've learned from this experience is when you're having a rough time, the voices are going to talk you out of support.
Yeah. I've noticed that for sure.
Yeah. yeah, good. That's good to see, right?
For sure.
Go ahead.
And, I've just been in situations where I think ego hasn't liked, of course, people haven't necessarily been the kindest to me, and things haven't gone the way ego has wanted them to go, and I've reacted in ways that I think authentically I'm not happy with how I've reacted. And I've seen that, you know, reacting to things that maybe aren't kind, I've seen how it's really not helpful. And I've learned a lot from that. And I can see how I can forgive myself because I was...
Okay, I got to stop you right there. I got to stop you right there. Okay? I just have to. All right? So, First of all of this has gone exactly the way ego wants it to go.
Yeah.
Because ego wants you to suffer. And you're suffering.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. So, and that... I know how wacko that sounds. Compared to the way we've been conditioned, but it's true. Ego is getting exactly what it wants, and the proof of that is it doesn't want you to get support to get out of it, right? It wants you to stay right there and suffer for just as long as it can possibly make you stay there and suffer. So that's one aspect. There is nothing to forgive, and only ego would turn spiritual growth, awareness practice, into mistakes that have to be forgiven. So I would project that you have seen some hard stuff over the last few months, and you have learned some difficult lessons over the last few months. You've done nothing wrong.
It's so hard to see that, but I
know
what you're saying.
I know. That's why you just have to trust somebody who's been doing this for twice as long as you've been alive.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. I think...
So don't... You can't indulge that for a second. You know, if you... Whatever we do, we have to learn. And ego is right there to say, you should have already known. Well, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
No. I'm just wondering how I move forward, I guess, how I can start to see that.
Okay.
Kind of.
Okay. Do you have a recording and listening practice?
I've started, yeah. I'd of course like to get better, but I've started to do it recently, like
you
in
what?
A way that I'm
I didn't...
happy about. I've started to do it a lot more recently.
Okay. Well, that's the secret to the way out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because that has you relating to something besides ego, besides a voice in your head.
Okay.
And so that person who is trying hard, and she is, and is making her way through the landmines that egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate puts out for a person. That's what she's doing. And she, through recording and listening, can get some support from wisdom, love, and compassion, right, rather than a hateful voice in the head. And that's the secret right there. So I heard Ashwini was telling somebody, I guess on Open Air or something, I don't know, about how she started doing this, recording and listening consistently, made a commitment to do a two-minute recording at night and then listen to it in the morning, make a two-minute recording in the morning, listen to it at night. Okay, simple. Anybody can do that. Anything talking you out of that is the same thing trying to talk you out of brushing your teeth. Okay, it's simple, it's easy, anybody can do it, and only something that truly hates you would want to try to stop you.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
That sounds like I could do that.
Yes, you can, and stay close to practice, okay?
Yeah, I, if the, I will.
Yeah, don't
Thank
let,
you.
If you hear voices trying to talk you out of, just think, oh, they would talk me out of brushing my teeth if they could. They're not on my side. I'm no. No, I'm choosing her. I'm going to take care of her.
Okay.
All right. Very good.
Okay.
And
okay,
and
thank
truly,
you,
let your first recording be a celebration of how you have moved from that place of being caught in that level of self-hatred, and you've moved to a place where you want to make a different choice in your life. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Congratulate her. All right. See ya.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, Gacho.
Thanks, Danielle. Sherry, what dropped in for me also in terms of that whole ego dynamic is we're so unequipped to deal with ego.
Oh,
ego
God.
Inside,
yeah.
Or ego outside. I mean, the unkindness that we live in doesn't prepare us for the unkindness that I'm using quote marks here, ego in someone else comes at me with. And so the only option I have is an ego response. And then I'm told that there's something wrong with me for having an ego. And as you said, it's a perfect orchestration of maintaining suffering.
Yeah.
I'm subject to the ego conversation that's unkind, and therefore my only option is to be unkind in reaction to unkindness, and I'm told I'm a bad person for that.
Yeah, I get an unkind reaction inside, right? So the whole world becomes unkindness, which is just how ego wants it.
Exactly. And so to be able to learn that the whole thing is ego and not to go to the self-hatred from which we can unlearn that we are the unkindness, we're actually the kindness, and that is what we want to be identified with and come from, and that's not an easy process after a lifetime of brainwashing, even if it's half the lifetime that we're talking about here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Yeah. 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 No, what we're up against is really big. It's hard. It is hard to do. And the landmines are every few inches. Ego holds, holds all the cards in this, right? Does it really? No. But that's sure as heck what it feels like for a long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That and whatever it is that we're conditioned to believe, right? The good person, the innocent person, the person who has good intentions, is told that they're bad because they did something that ego did, right? That takes the blame for the... Yeah, and it wouldn't hurt if we didn't go back to the source being kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Jamie in Newark, Delaware.
Hello, Jamie.
Hi, I'm glad. Well, my ego has not given up or totally gone away. I noticed when I'm getting ready to call, when I was getting ready to call in today, there was that split second where the ego was saying, well, you don't have things organized enough, or you're not together enough to say the right thing. And then, but I went ahead and called anyway, which is good.
Good for you. That's very good. Yeah. We don't have to be organized to be present. Right.
No.
And when we practice that, just like you're doing, well, I'm going to call in anyway. And you were perfectly capable of saying hello and saying what's going on with you. No problem.
Right. And I can, and the ego will also sometimes say, well, I, Jamie, you're not going to sound as good as someone else, or you, what you share won't be as important as somebody else. But again, that's, I have to keep going on the right path despite that.
That's right. And that's why we label that kind of information horse pucky.
Right. And I, right? as many.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. No, I'm just saying, I have yet to hear a call that wasn't worthwhile. Not one yet. I haven't heard one yet. So, I mean, this, the idea that there's a bad call is for, yeah, that's wrong.
Right. Yeah. And that we, in this practice, we keep getting the information that all we're doing is realizing that that hateful conversation in the head is not us. It's not on our side. It's not something we want to follow. We're learning to hear it for what it is, drop it, get here,
yeah.
and trust yes. that authentic nature, that life as it is, that which animates us is doing a fine job and can be trusted. And we find out every time that that is true.
Right. And it seems like my heart has a certain, has wisdom that my ego and my brain will never have. Not that
That's
the brain
exactly
can't.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly
so I'm seeing,
right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just what we were talking about with Danielle, right? Because the heart is kindness, it's goodness,
Correct.
It's love, right?
Right?
It's caring. And with that, it doesn't matter how that is articulated.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, and I'm just going to keep on focusing on, well, I've been trying to focus on being here now versus being other places, that idea
yeah.
You know, borrow the title of Ram Dass's book from many years ago, Be Here Now, and that's what I'm focusing on.
That's right. That's right. Bringing the attention back to here. Bringing it
right.
back to here. Out of that conversation in the head. Being here. Where are my feet? Where are my hands? What's in front of me?
Yeah.
Where am I? What am I doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring
yeah.
all the attention to that. Yes.
Right.
That's it. It's not easy, is it?
No, but I can keep doing it. It's not, you know, It's not easy, but it's worthwhile.
That's it. That's exactly
right.
it.
Right.
All right.
All
Thank
right.
you, Jamie.
Well, nice. All right. Go happy.
Go
Thank
happy.
Thank you, Gary Ashwani. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So that is such a priceless insight to have, that doing something and not feeling like doing it are not related. They don't follow.
And that practice is worthwhile. There's nothing to evaluate about it. We are practicing.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi. It's Anna from Amherst in Yorkshire in England.
Well, hello.
Hello.
What
hi.
Are you saying?
Hi, I've really loved this, I've loved all of them, the whole looking at practice has been really wonderful, and it's taken me back to sort of the very beginnings, and you know, the idea of beginner's mind, and I've been remembering, you know, sort of the very early stages and things that I noticed. So it's been wonderful, thank you. So today, so we're looking at what is sacrificed to maintain karma, and I think that just with each month's focus, it's kind of like the same answer each time, but it's got more and more clearer, and I've just really enjoyed seeing the same thing but more and more clearly. And also the last few days, about the last 4 or 5 days, have just effortlessly gone into each other for me, which has been really really fantastic. And so just what I've seen is that the wonderful authentic human being, everything about that human being is sacrificed. Everything that human being wants, yes, or is already, or thinks that they haven't got, going back, I can see it going back years and years and years and however long, but I think I'm still living, but it's like a watered down version, or the human thinks the human is still living, but it's like a ghostly watered, but they think that that's it, that that's, probably not explaining myself, that that's the height of it all, and it's not. It's, so we're being missold a version of ourselves. I think that's what I'm seeing about what's sacrificed.
Yes. Yeah. And I go back to what we started out even talking about with Danielle, that when we start practice, what we're up against is that constant onslaught from ego of, well, what about this? Well, what about that? Well, what about that? Well, what about that? Well, you did that. Well, you shouldn't have done that. Well, that wasn't right. Well, that wasn't okay. Well, that wasn't it. Well, that was right. And with Jamie's, you know, it's if we just keep going, if we just keep showing up, then what is revealed is that process. Right?
Yeah.
That we're actually looking in the wrong place, that we're actually not able to look at the authentic human being and see that human being for the authentic being she or he is. All our attention is going to this false story, right? And so we're constantly being pulled out of the present and into that story and into that, well, you should this or you shouldn't that, and this is what's wrong and that's what. And what we see over time is, no matter what's happening, that process is trying to sell us the same bill of goods, and nothing ever changes, right? That no matter what we do, the story in ego's conversation never changes. And so we start being here more, right? We start looking to what is actually so. Is there another version of reality besides that one? And we realize, well, son of a gun, there is. Right? To me, that's what you're describing.
Yeah.
And it's like the lights coming on. Or it's like, oh, I never noticed that. It's the kindness, right? Mm. Oh, in this case, all she wants is to be loving. All she wants is to be kind. All she wants is to be a good person. Wow. Well, let's focus on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And my main area of practice was about being present, and being in the present moment is where it all happens, all the wonderful life is and the wonderful human is. Yeah.
Yes, because attention is turned away from ego and to here.
Yeah.
And so that's what practice comes down to, right? And it's just part of the process that we have to have enough experiences of how wrong and hateful that constant diatribe in the head is for us to get to the point of realizing, I don't want to attend to that anymore. I want to be here where love is. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, and with the help of support, I'm doing it.
Yes.
So thank you.
Yes,
thank
exactly.
You to everyone.
Yeah. We find one another, don't we? We find the kindred spirits. We're guided.
Yeah.
We're guided to that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you, Anna.
Thank
Appreciate
you, Gasho.
It.
Thank
Gasho.
You.
Gasho. So happy.
Thanks, Anna. Sorry, what dropped in is something that I hadn't seen until Anna actually said it, which is how much the conditioned process, the ego process, is programming us to buy a version of ourselves that is watered down, that is not the real thing. We often talk about how the moon tries to convince, and the sun is in the process of being convinced that it's simply the moon.
A watered down, and I would add, just flat out inaccurate.
Yes,
you know that we're supposed to buy ego as us, and boy, that's not the case.
Yeah, and in the literary terms, what a pale comparison.
Yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, whoa, I'm on. It's Patty from Vancouver.
Hello, Patty.
Hi.
What are you seeing?
Oh, just so many things have come up just hearing these conversations so far. And how practice, it's been so exciting in a way, by doing the email class, the compassionate scheduling, this month's topic. What's kind of come together for me is the karma of perfection, which means working harder, does not get me to the life I want to lead. and so that's...
And isn't that beautiful to see?
It is. And so not only in my sitting practice and working with the recording and listening practice and doing more of it, I'm now saying, how do I want it to be? And in the compassionate scheduling, how do I want that to be? How do I want this day to be? And I've been recording about that. And what's happened in my sitting practice is that I say to myself before I start, I want to be with her. And just with the breath and watching the body, and it's so pleasant. And it's so different than this fighting with ego, I don't want these voices, or a long-standing fear that I'm going to be taken over by the voices with history of depression. And instead, just drop all that and be with this loving breath and being with her.
Yes. And so the distinction that you're offering us, the critical distinction that you're offering us is... And first of all, I want to, of course, underline what you said. Your life really is full of practice at this point, right? And that's like throwing the doors and windows open for light and clarity to come in, right? If we sit in a dark little room with ego and that's our only conversation, that's going to be our life experience, right? But what you said that's so critical is, with the compassionate scheduling, what you looked at is not what you want to do or what you want to get or what you want to have, but how you want to be. How do I want to be in this day? How do I want this day to be? And that's what you're describing in the sitting. You're describing practicing being.
Right? And you know, I've had resistance about the recording and listening practice, and
of course, makes you human.
Yeah. And so first thing in the morning when I'm thinking, I've got a deadline. I've got a big, I had a couple of really big things to do, one of which was launching this, the Africa fundraising site. And I was running into some problems, and I just stopped and firstly started the morning saying, okay, one step at a time, you know, whatever happens, it's okay, and just relax and no rush, no trying hard. And I had the recorder with me by the computer, and I would stop and I'd say, okay, and I'd record. Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. this happened, that's okay. And so I can see, I can start to see how the recording and listening is supporting me, and mm-hmm. I'm getting past that resistance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but just the way you lay it out, Patty, I mean, you've got a kind presence there with you.
Right.
Right. If you didn't have that kind presence there with you, then you're going to be listening to an ego voice saying, this is not working. This is not coming together. You've got to get this done. You know, this is this, and we can feel the stress build
and
the fun go out.
Words, oh, my God, you know, go into catastrophe living, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and the one other thing that I've started about, oh, I don't know, 10 days ago, is doing the love letter every day at night for myself
mm-hmm.
and recording it mm-hmm. and listening to it in the morning. And even if I've forgotten, I just find it's fine. I'll do it then, and then I'll record it, and then I'll listen. And
Patty. Whoa. That is too big to just go past. So you mean if you get talked into forgetting at night,
yes,
then when you think of it the next day, and that's one of ego's big deals, right? Talks us out of it. I have a commitment to meditate in the evening. I forget. I just flat out forget.
Right.
And then, of course, the voice reminds me the next morning, you know, you forgot to meditate. And it's that gotcha that ego specializes in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what you do then is just, oh, right. And you make it right then.
Right. That's what I did.
Yeah, that is brilliant. Yes. Okay, go ahead.
Well, just that it helps to shape, you know, what's true about me, or what's the goodness that is me, or I don't know. It's just it's helping me to remind myself every day, and then I hear it in my own voice. And again, that's for me a really pleasant, enjoyable practice of doing recording and listening.
Yes. And what it comes down to is loving kindness, compassion, caring, gratitude, generosity, those things that are descriptions of authentic nature. When we turn to those, when we do what puts us in touch with those, when we feel that and experience that, we're having an experience of how life really is.
Yeah.
And that's what awareness practice is bringing us to, right?
And like Anna was saying about, you know, what's taken away by ego is this beautiful, wonderful self. And in a way, that's what I'm cultivating by looking at how I want the day to be, or the love letter at night. It's that reminder of this self that is goodness, is kindness.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Unconditional love.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you, Patty. That's gorgeous. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Ashwini. Gesho.
Thanks, Patty.
Gesho.
Gosh. When we get that place, right, Jerry? What I love about that, noticing when ego comes in to remind us of what we've forgotten as a moment to feel bad, and we do it right then,
mm-hmm.
what a way to break. I mean, this is the marvel of practice. It doesn't matter what we're practicing, but we're being transformed. Because in that, not only don't I not feel bad, as Patty says, I am true to what I am, which is, okay, well, I'll record that now. I've not listened to a voice, and I've destroyed ego's notion of time.
Yes.
That there is a, that if you didn't do it at that time, there's a problem with that. Well, now I can do it now.
Yeah, the contest is out of it.
Yes.
And you know what that reminds me of? What it opens us to is what Gail was telling us yesterday.
Yes.
They wake up at the wrong time in the night. Oh, my God, it's a tragedy. This is horrible. All the suffering, the suffering, the suffering. And it just drops in. I mean, you have a choice here.
Yeah.
That's what we're opening ourselves to. That conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Those messages.
That it's not wrong. It's absolutely doable now.
It's
a conversion.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the reminder. Yes. Mm-hmm. I want to do that now. Yeah.
Well, that was a very fun show, Sherry, and it, we're at the end of it, unfortunately. I was hoping to bring more callers in, but here's our assignment. It's Friday. What would you have to let go of? What would you have to give up, surrender, lose interest in for the karma not to be maintained? The obvious answer is ego, but what aspect of ego? RL, what you see?
All right. Well, if anybody is in the Seattle area, I hope they'll come and see us on Sunday evening, right?
I hope so, too. Yes.
Okay. Very good. All right. Thanks, Ashwini. Yes. Thank you, everybody. Go happy.
Go happy.